Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16 tells us, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver." We are on day 1,696 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on this daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Rembrandt, and it is, "A godly mind prizes honor above worldly good." So today's snippet is, "A godly mind." What Rembrandt described in this quote can also be labeled as integrity. It is a person of integrity who has filled their minds with the character traits of honor and morally right attributes. It is a person who is noted for their right living in every situation and will not change for another person's praise or for monetary gain. Instead, the godly mind is altered by allowing God's precepts to permeate their every thought. This kind of person expects it from themselves and for those who they invest their time in. They are not after monetary gain if it means sacrificing their integrity. Yes, you can have both, but a person of integrity will never compromise to gain worldly good. They are too honorable to obtain what they may desire today if it means their honor would be sacrificed. And our passage for today is Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people, and we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us, and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds." And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,695 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.